Former Obama official demands a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults. By Wendell Hasebo on August 4, 2021. Former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security under President Obama Juliette Kyem called Tuesday for the Biden administration to restrict the unvaccinated from flying by placing them on a no-fly list. Kyem claimed in The Atlantic that a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take due to TSA pre-check, which divide us, passengers, into categories according to how much of a threat the government thinks they pose. At the time of publication, the headline for the piece echoed this line, stating bluntly, "Unvaccinated people belong on the no-fly list." The headline has since been changed to a more ambiguous sentence, "Unvaccinated people need to bear the burden." The original headline still appears on social media shares of the article from The Atlantic's own account. If you submit to heightened scrutiny in advance, Kyem said, TSA pre-check lets you go through security without taking off your shoes. A no-fly list keeps certain people off the plane entirely. The author continues. Flying is not a right, and the case for restricting it to vaccinated people is straightforward. The federal government is the sole entity that can regulate the terms and conditions of airline safety. And although air filtration systems and mask requirements make transmission of the coronavirus unlikely during any given passenger flight, infected people can spread it when they leave the airport and take off their mask. The whole point of international travel bans is to curb infections in the destination country. To protect itself, the United States still has many such restrictions in place. Beyond limiting the virus's flow from hotspots to the rest of the country, allowing only vaccinated people on domestic flights will change minds, too. Kyem also suggests the holdouts with a variety of motivations include 41% of the unvaccinated that said a prohibition on airline travel would get them closer to their shots. Kyem champions shaming the unvaccinated, who should face scorn among their peer group and may even be happy to have an excuse to protect themselves, along with celebrating Broadway, Disney, and Walmart for forcing the unvaccinated to give up certain societal benefits to practice their individuality and freedom of choice. Amid a global health crisis, Kyem continues, people who defy public health guidance are not, and do not deserve to be, a protected class. The former assistant secretary's diktats align with President Joe Biden's shaming and punishing of those who refuse to become vaccinated. For instance, Biden told churchgoers in April they were being ungodly if they did not receive a vaccine. "I think this is the godly thing to do. Protect your brother and sister," he stated. "That's what this is about. It's about protecting people." On July 2, Biden indicated black Tuskegee airmen were almost like guinea pigs when answering a question about vaccine hesitancy in the black community. "You know, you go back just to, even World War II, African Americans were used as experimental. They were almost like guinea pigs in terms of, they were. Anyway, it, and your mom and dad remember that and your grandparents remember that." Vice President Kamala Harris warned July 19 if free Americans refused to get vaccinated, they would cause continued mask mandates. "No one likes wearing masks. People need to get vaccinated. That's the only way we're going to cut this off," she scolded. "Nobody likes wearing a mask."